It is, as you know, Black History Month, a time we often remind ourselves of noted Black authors, James Baldwin, Toni Morrison, Langston Hughes, Alice Walker. Today, though, we consider some new Black voices who have put out debut books. These suggestions come from our go-to bibliophile, Tracy Thomas. Tracy is creator and host of the podcast The Stacks, and she joins us now. Tracy, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You came to us with this idea to focus on Black authors making their debuts. Is this an exciting space right now?
I think so, yes. I think that people often are familiar with a lot of the same authors, many of whom you just mentioned, and even some more modern day Black literary figures like Jesmyn Ward or Zadie Smith. And I think those names get repeated over and over because they're great. But I also think that finding new voices, at least for me, is thrilling and exciting to see how literature is being shaped.
Well, let's get to your list, your suggestions. There is an essay collection from Brandi Collins Dexter. It's called Black Skinhead, Reflections on Blackness and Our Political Future. Ooh, intriguing title with, I understand, Kanye West as a subject.
Yes. Well, he's not the subject of the whole book, but he does have a song called Black Skinhead, which is the tie-in. And in the book, Brandi Collins Dexter kind of is talking about the precarious balance and alliance between Black voters and the Democratic Party. And this book is told both through voting statistics and a lot of information on voters, but also through pop culture references, like you mentioned Kanye West. There's sports, there's music. So it's a very interesting and thoughtful way to examine something that is constantly coming up on CNN and Fox News and MSNBC and in the newspaper, this relationship between these two groups.
Yeah. Okay, that's Black Skinhead. Also on your list is a memoir that's coming out in just a couple of weeks, Sync, from Joseph Earl Thomas. And he writes that geekness was his life escape, and the last couple of decades have kind of brought a nerd renaissance of sorts.
Yeah, I think what's really cool about this book is that Joseph Earl Thomas has this story that I think we often have been conditioned to associate with Black people, right? That he had this troubled upbringing, a mother who was beset with addiction, and all of these stereotypes about Black people that I think is what we see in the media so often and have for years and years. And he sort of tells that story alongside of the story of him coming out of that through embracing geeky things like Pokemon, you know, and it's this sort of subversive conversation about, you know, what is actually the Black experience? Or is the Black experience something that any Black person experiences and therefore it is a Black experience? And I love this book because Thomas says over and over, like, you know, he's called not like other boys, right? This idea that he's not quite the right thing at any one moment.
Okay. One last nonfiction book you like. The book Rest is Resistance by Tricia Hersey, and I understand she's known as the nap bishop, as in napping in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So she's the founder of the Nap Ministry, which is a group and that she created that's all about finding time to rest and take care of oneself. And sort of the organizing principle of Tricia's work, as well as the book itself, is that we should be thinking about a future where rest is central and cherished, that finding ways to rest and take care of oneself is inherently good, and that because we've been raised and live in a capitalistic culture, we're taught that what we produce is what makes us worthy. And the resistance part of that, the sort of revolutionary part of that, is that Tricia Hersey is saying, no, resting and taking care of ourselves and just being alive is what makes us inherently good. It isn't that we produce or that we overwork ourselves. And so this book is sort of a manifesto, as well as a memoir, as well as a lot of advice and a kind of a guide for people to kind of reclaim their own rest and taking care of themselves.
I don't know, Tracy, what your day has been, but I need this manifesto today. For sure.
You know, I'm a parent of toddler twins, so I also need this manifesto every single day.
Before we pivot to fiction, Tracy, what is the market like for debut authors? Are publishers making an effort to present diverse voices? I could imagine some of them could think it is a risk, right? These are unproven writers.
Yeah, you're right about that. There's definitely a sense of risk. And like we see in other mediums, I especially think of TV and film, oftentimes when it comes to Black creators, they get one chance, right? If your book isn't selling a ton, we're not going to give you a chance at a second book. But when we think about writers that we know and love, oftentimes their first book isn't their best book. You know, their first book is a book that maybe people know and have read, but for a lot of people, you've never even read their debut. So I always encourage folks to check out debuts and be really open to what the author is getting at, because if given a second chance, if you buy the book, if you've requested at your library, that author will get a second chance to do their next thing, and to continue to get better, like all of us do in our work.
Yeah, we can be the voice of the market, right? That we want.
Yes, exactly.
To read this, we want our library to carry this, we want to buy it. Okay, let's talk about novels on your list. Beginning with Destiny O. Birdsong's book, Nobody's Magic. And I'd say this is the one I want to read. It's about three Black women with albinism in Louisiana, about being Black in a world that does not see you as one. And I understand the author drew on some of her own experience for this book.
Yes, Destiny O. Birdsong has albinism as well. And she writes, it's sort of a triptych of stories or triptych novel. So it's three separate stories that are loosely connected. And I just love this book because it's full of these really funny, quirky, sexy, strange characters who are just showing you a slice of life. And I really like when novelists and fiction writers can get into this, a day in the life of this person. And this book totally does that. And then I also love that we're looking at these three women with albinism in these Black communities. And that's a community that's often really misunderstood and certainly underrepresented in literature. So this book was really exciting for me to read.
I read one review that said that these characters are amazing. Just these kind of unforgettable character portraits of these three main people.
Yes, totally. Mm.
Okay. As I said, I'm reading that one. You're also a fan of Love Radio. It's by Ebony Liddell. Tell us about this.
Yeah. So this is a YA romance, which normally isn't my thing, but this book is full of 90s hip hop and R&B nostalgia. The lead characters, one is a young man named Prince Jones, who's 17 years old. He's a DJ. He has, you know, a little spot on the local radio station. And then there's Danny, who's a senior in high school. She wants to finish, head to New York City, become an author, you know, all the dreams of a senior in high school. They connect, sparks fly, very cute romance, all of the nostalgia. It's giving Love and Basketball vibes. It's giving Love Jones vibes. It's just... It's so much fun and so heartwarming. And even though it's for young adult readers, I highly suggest it for adult readers as well.
Yeah. Last book on your list, My Government Means to Kill Me by Rashid Newsom, about a runaway teen in the mid-1980s during the AIDS crisis.
Yeah. So this is about Trey. He's a young gay Black teenager who's run away from his very wealthy family in Indiana. He goes to New York City in the midst of the AIDS epidemic. He starts volunteering at an AIDS home hospice center, joins ACT UP. The book is sort of, you know, this historical fiction. It's got a lot of humor, a lot of history, a lot of heart. And it's telling this story of a time, but through characters that we don't often get to see centered in these kinds of narratives, which I think is, again, really thrilling and exciting. And what you mentioned, you know, am I excited about these debut authors? And this book is one of the reasons that I am, because I feel like these authors are telling stories a little different than what we've seen before.
Yeah. And is that just a function of time and generation? I mean, the next generation sees the world in a different way. The next generation is exposed to new literature and it just lives on in a new and different way.
I don't think I would say that with this list of authors. While some of them are young, a lot of them are established creatives. So Rashid Newsom is someone you might know. He wrote on the TV show Narcos. I think more what it is that more people are getting an opportunity to write books and tell stories. And so we're just getting a much larger, you know, array of Black voices, where before maybe a publisher would have a handful of titles from Black authors. We're seeing now more and more Black authors are just being invited, regardless of age or generation.
Yeah. Tracy Thomas is creator and host of the podcast, The Stacks. And we've been talking to her about Black debut authors. And for a list of Tracy's picks, go to hereandnow.org. Tracy, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.